This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE continues its push for WIP expansion. While publicly denying that it plans to double the size of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP, the Department of Energy, DOE, continues to ask federal and state regulators to allow a new, quote-unquote, West Wing in the underground nuclear waste disposal facility. DOE's documents reveal that the West Wing needs a new fifth shaft and associated drifts that have not been permitted by the New Mexico Environment Department for two new waste panels. On July 30th, DOE submitted a Class 3 permit modification request to the Environment Department's Hazardous Waste Bureau to construct two new West Wing waste areas named Panels 11 and 12, directly south of the proposed fifth shaft. A virtual public meeting will take place on Thursday, September 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Written public comments are invited until October 4th. Construction of a 2,200-foot-deep fifth shaft into the underground would require two new surface facilities, which are a new salt storage cell and a pond to evaporate brine. CCNS and other groups oppose the proposed cell and pond because the Hazardous Waste Bureau has not permitted the new shaft. CCNS and other groups that oppose the new shaft submitted filings to the hearing officer on Monday of this week, while DOE and the Hazardous Waste Bureau support the new shaft. The proposed cell and pond will be explored at the virtual public hearing on a draft Environment Department groundwater discharge permit. The hearing begins on Tuesday, September 7th, and public comments are invited. DOE is also asking the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to recertify that WIP will not leak for 10,000 years or 500 generations. EPA regulates the long-term performance of the WIP disposal system for plutonium-contaminated nuclear weapons waste. One way EPA estimates the long-term performance is to run computer models. The basis of the models includes the configuration of the repository when it closes. Since 1999, when WIP opened, the configuration has remained the same with no new shaft and west wing. On April 20th, EPA wrote a letter to DOE about the proposed physical changes to the repository, stating that prior EPA approval would be required. Such approval would require a two-year formal rulemaking process. EPA also asked for additional information about the waste that DOE plans to emplace in an expanded facility. DOE will not provide the requested information until next year. DOE wants to keep WIP open until 2080, though the existing permit anticipates ending waste disposal in 2024. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these WIP issues and to access sample public comments you can use, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.